This is Sam Darmacena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
Like, I can't help but just have this, like, over-the-top smile on my face when I hear these kids and just how engaged they are in a virtual program when I know they want to be on court and I know they want to be around their coaches and their friends. But they're so inspiring, and there's just so much to be learned just from watching these kids and how they respond to something like this pandemic.
That's Dan Hula, Executive Director of Layup, a community-based basketball program designed for children and youth aged 6 to 14. Their programs are delivered year-round in Toronto's neighborhood improvement areas. Dan and I talk about the culture of basketball, how Layup altered their programming during the pandemic, and lots more.
The culture of the sport itself just transcends so many things. And within that, you can look at things like fashion, art, music, technology, entrepreneurship. And for us here at Layup, our goal is to help kids find their passion. So we fully expect that, I mean, a lot of kids, maybe even most, like, that passion long-term isn't necessarily just basketball. But we do think basketball is this incredibly unique vehicle to help them find that passion. And that's where our role is.
Dan reminds me that a lot of the careers that current Layup students will be working in don't even exist yet. So the team is really focused on instilling skills and values rather than focusing on specific career paths.
And for us, we're really looking at what are the core, you know, developmental skills that can be transferable no matter what you want to do. So that looks more along the lines of things like creative thinking, you know, creativity, problem solving, teamwork, collaboration. And we start to build our programming out that way to help really develop those skills. And we love it, you know, if the kids are into basketball, but we realize it's so much more than that.
Layup started their programming in 2013, and Dan shares some of the longer-term impacts that they're seeing now.
You know, we serve kids who are between the ages of 6 and 14. So when they age out of the program, I'm using kind of air quotes on that, in terms of age out, for us, it's really important that they don't leave the Layup family or feel like they're out of that Layup community. So we have already seen some Layup participants turn into volunteers who have turned into part-time coaches, which is really the lifeblood of what we do. Our coaches, which really make up the majority of our staff, honestly. And what we are really looking at is moving forward is creating a Layup graduate program in which even when kids age out of the program itself, that we find different ways for them to get involved and to develop some of these skills that I was just mentioning, but also looking at different career paths within basketball. So it's not even just coaching. Like, we really want to dive deeper into the world of reffing, and also there's just so many similarities too in terms of teaching in different areas that we think we can help guide kids and give them really unique experiences in working with Layup, whether that's as a volunteer, an intern, or as a staff person. So we've seen that start already, and our hope is that we're just going to continue to build that internally.
We also talk about the fact that there were so many things to consider before diving into their current virtual programming. When the pandemic hit in the spring and their in-school activities weren't possible, the Layup team decided that they were either going to go all in with virtual or sit back for the summer. They were also wondering whether their efforts should be put towards fitness or maybe other needs like access to food during the pandemic. But in the end, they decided that physical activity was a necessary part of coping with the pandemic. Dan adds that the World Health Organization recommends 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity physical activity per week, or a combination of both. So that was something Layup considered as they made that decision to stay within the realm of physical activity.
When somebody asks, like, how do you do a basketball program virtually? Like, when you first hear that, it's very difficult to give an answer without them kind of looking at you oddly. And we did a lot of research into, you know, what is an effective way to run a virtual program? And, you know, what are the core skills as it relates to basketball that we can still do even if somebody is in a hallway or a crowded bedroom, you know, or in a small area, and understanding that we might not have the opportunity for a basket or a hoop or certainly not a gym.
So this resulted in their first virtual summer camp, which leveraged online sessions, and they distributed over 300 play-at-home kits over the course of the summer. These kits included over 30 items for students to keep, and it was completely free.
And that included things like a mini Raptors basketball hoop and net, a basketball, a pump, a jump rope, a deck of cards, which were great for drill exercises, and then all these different off-court activities. So we would have one bag that was for paint night, and that included a canvas, a paint set, acrylic paints, brushes, all these different things. And then we had a sneaker coloring book that, you know, came with markers. And so the whole idea was to really, you know, not just send the kids a video link, but to have them still feel like they were a part of a real program. And the interaction, the engagement was incredible. It took a lot of work and was quite exhausting, but incredibly worth it.
Dan jokes that the past year has been a never-ending saga of pilot tests, but at the same time, everything at LayUp has been carefully thought out. And he's learned a lot about what makes a successful virtual experience.
You know, what was tough too is that just everything, we made a play at home kit and we delivered them, but there was still so much more to make a virtual program successful. So one, we have, you know, a group of 20 to 30 coaches who are young, who are from the neighborhoods that we serve and are used to coaching in person. That is a different level of training in terms of how to interact and engage youth, you know, virtually. And so we had to, you know, change our training. We had to change our curriculum. And then also we had to make sure that technology access was available to all of our families. And the fact that we always target neighborhood improvement areas for the communities that we serve, we realized that not every family might have, you know, a laptop, Zoom ready to go. And although TDSB was doing great things in terms of equipping these families, we had to also do one-on-one orientations with 320 families. We were able to purchase and deliver over 30 laptops and program each one with Zoom ready to go for these families. There was just so much work and coordination that went into it. But we did find that when we put in a great deal of effort, the participants, you know, went twofold on that and their engagement. Their level of participation, just excitement, was extraordinary.
Along with this work around technology, they partnered with local organizations to make sure that LayUp families had access to food.
Any family that was a part of the LayUp program would have access to a food hamper, to additional food resources, to be in the know, at least an understanding of, hey, if I have questions or if I'm looking for further resources, here's where I can go. And Second Harvest was incredible in terms of doing deliveries for us, and we ended up doing you know, food hamper pickups in the parking lots of nearby churches in the neighborhoods we serve. We did deliveries with food share directly to parents and families who couldn't drive to pick them up. And we just made a commitment that, like, we realized it was going to take a lot of work, but no matter what, we're going to bring those food resources to those families. You know, it feels small compared to the reach of those organizations do, but it was still really important that any family who told us in the same way with technology that they had a need, that we addressed it or we responded to it in some fashion.
I also asked Dan what's next for LayUp, and he says it's a bit of a mystery seeing as so much of what they do is impacted by COVID. But he shares some ideas and hopes for the next few months.
So what we've been doing for this school year is I feel as though we're one of the few organizations that have been doing some in-person programming. So we've had an incredible partnership with Beyond 330 through the TDSB and providing in-person programs to over six sites. And that is with contactless basketball. So that means, you know, youth participants there, that it's a smaller group, 10 to 15, mask on the whole time. Every single participant has their own equipment. Nothing is shared. You know, it's not basketball like we know it, but it still is something that, you know, it's in person, and it's, you know, different than our virtual program. You're actually shooting at hoop. We are also offering our LayUp virtual independent program, which is similar to our summer, and we're doing that throughout the school year, throughout April. And we have also been working with TDSB to do virtual during the day. So for a lot of TDSB programs that have virtual learners, for both teachers and those students to be able to have a break, to be able to have meaningful physical activity and a program in which no equipment is necessary or just whatever can be found around the house. And that even means folding up a pair of socks to be a basketball, right? Shooting into a box or a hamper. It's really meant to be for any and everyone.
This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.